95.9 WATD. Missing persons, destination unknown. Here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood, and joining us out on the West Coast, hopefully technology is working, Rob Juarez, the founder, producer for Lost 80s Live. Rob, welcome to The Alternative.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? What's going on?
We're doing great here out on the East Coast, beautiful summer night, and just enjoying this near the coast. And we've got some cool destination for me to get to on September 6th out in Catalina Island. Tell us about Lost at Sea, this whole 80s concert for Lost 80s Live, the only one this year.
Oh, you just put an 80s dagger in my heart when you said the only one. But yes, Chris, you are correct, my friend. Sadly, there is only one show this year in 2020, and its destination is Catalina Island on September 6th, Labor Day weekend, on Descanso Beach. It's a very unique experience. The bands are playing on the beach, outside in the fresh air, with plenty of social distancing.
It's going to be an awesome time. I mean, you got Missing Persons, we just played, former members of Oingo Boingo, no stranger to me in the show, Mike Score from A Flock of Seagulls, Boys Don't Cry, Trans X, Annabella from Bow Wow Wow, throw in there Mr. Richard Blade, good friend of both of ours, and Stephen Wayne, DJing. This is going to be an awesome afternoon out there in California.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. I will say this, it's going to be a lot of work.
So, for you.
You know, be careful what you wish for. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, right.
But, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we have a lot of great artists playing. Lost 80s is, you know, we're basically, after this year, we're going into our 18th year of this tour. And it's been an amazing ride. And other than feeling disappointed that I'm not able to travel the country this year and give an amazing 80s show for everyone, including going back to Massachusetts, you know?
Cool.
It's one of those things that hit us hard. So we're hoping this one show we do will give a little bit of relief, you know, to the fans. It's beautiful. I mean, the island's going to be set. It's going to be an awesome mood. There's going to be a lot of cool things going on. We're going to have an 80s championship frisbee. Don't know what you're going to win yet. Probably some kind of 80s cheesy t-shirt saying, I went to Catalina to a concert and all I got was this cheesy t-shirt. I'm not sure. But, you know, Richard's going to be there. He's going to be the MC and he's going to master ceremonies. Mike Score is going to help host it.
Cool.
You know, the most important thing is that we're going to all be together on September 6th. And to me, that's, you know, it's worth all the stress, the headaches, the permits, dealing with, you know, what we're dealing with in the world right now.
Absolutely.
It's hard to give my gratitude to everyone at one time. It's just, I'm so, you know, I love the fact that everyone's come together for this show. Like, we basically sold out really quick. Everybody just wanted to come to the show. They wanted to show support. And, you know, I'll be very transparent here. You know, our capacity is way less than normal, so we can provide that special safety so everyone feels secure. Hopefully, come September, the governor and the mayor says, hey, guess what? We're in a new place in the world right now. We're going to let you open some more seats up.
Oh, cool.
That would be ideal.
Right.
But right now, I have people pounding down my, you know, my website saying, can you get me 2 VIP? I mean, the fact that I can set 15 feet from the artist is incredible. I was like, I know, but we don't have any left.
it's all about social. How many, just because I've seen the space, I've actually been out to Catalina once before. It's absolutely stunning island. What are we looking at for capacity? I mean, normally when you put these shows on, they're pretty big, but this looks like a much more intimate experience.
So my partner and I, Jason Roberts, we went over to Catalina about 2 weeks ago, and we were looking at all the space. And, you know, we have a great map, a great diagram that we're just waiting for approval right now from the mayor's office. And then we're going to post it. But I can tell you this, the venue could easily hold, well, I'd say 3,500 people. And even that's really low for an actual Lost 80s date in a major market. But still, at 3,500 people, we've cut that less than half.
Okay.
And it's because, so, and again, not to get too technical here, but just say you come in, you have VIP tickets and you have a table of four. Well, that table of four, picture, I would say a checkered board. Picture you're right in the middle and you have to have that exact space all around you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking 6 feet around you. We were going through the numbers, and we're looking at probably 3 to every 10 that we could actually do so everybody feels safe. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of social distancing. You know, I have to give it to my partner, Jason Roberts. He's a trooper. He's gone down there several times. We've done measurements. We looked at all the circles where the parties are going to be in. We looked at how we're going to lay everything out. Even we're going to, you know, the artists, how they're going to arrive. They're going to be kind of isolated, so away from the fans as we're going over there. However, you know, still friendly, but a lot of that meet and greet and hugging and bumping.
Sure, sure.
As we normally do, it's not going to be the way it normally is. Again, hopefully things change, because my concert's about unity and about everyone coming together and enjoying the same music that we all love, which is the 80s.
And so, speaking of the 80s and the Lost 80s Live, and you know, I had the huge pleasure and honor to help kick it off last year, August 1st, out in Lynn, Massachusetts.
Yes, you did. That was great.
That was a fun time. How did you come up with the concept of Lost 80s Live 18 years ago, and what's the ride been like for you?
Well, don't let anyone ever tell you that you can't do something.
Right.
Don't let someone say, look at here, kid, you're in the wrong business. You better flip burgers, you know. So, because when you hear that, you get more passionate about,
absolutely.
Hey, wait a minute. You're going to tell me what I can't do? Well, just to prove you wrong, I'm going to deal with all this emotional stress just to prove you wrong. but it's been a wild ride. I mean, I'm very lucky. I mean, I was into the business many, many years before Lost 80 started. I mean, I had a lot of friends at K-Rock, even, you know, Richard Blaze,
sure.
Poor Man, Rodney Bingenheimer, Swedish Eagle. You know, I'd go there, I'd intern, answer phones, met a lot of people. My cousin Sam Sluggle Fitz started the legendary band Oingo Boingo.
Yep.
So, you know, I was very blessed. I had a lot of access to being behind the scenes as a young kid, and it was quite exciting. You know, I became a musician because that was in my blood. I love drums. I love smacking on drums and hitting wood and pots and pans and pissing my dad off, God rest his soul. But luckily he was very, I'm lucky that he was around to get to see me be in these great bands. But I just, you know, I started working with all these groups. I started putting them on the road. I somehow was able to incorporate myself into a lot of the groups. Obviously, I had to prove myself. If I sucked, I wouldn't be there.
Right, right.
And it just, it was, you know, like I said, it's been an insane ride, but I went from playing with, you know, Paul Humphries of OMD. I got to play with Dave Wakeling for many, many years, General Public, mm-hmm. and English Beat, the original members of Women Rome, Clive and Andrew. I've been with, still currently in the group, although there's no touring this year, so I don't know what we're going to do, but we're hanging out. I've played with the Flirts, Pretty Poison, Transect.
Wow.
I've even said it a couple times with Animotion. I live that little boy's dream.
And that's the great thing. Like, I joke with people, like, you know, I've been, as you know, I've been doing this type of radio show since I was in college, 1985 to 89. And to be able, all these years later, 35 years, to still be able to do it and get, you know, get paid for it and travel around the country to see bands, you know, like we're going to see on September 6th, it's like a dream come true. And the dream hasn't ended, you know, which is good. And it's just a blast. I mean, your Lost 80s Live shows are incredible. You pack in some great bands. You know, I think the last one that you do every year, last year is always in Las Vegas. That's an incredible setting for that. But I mean, wow, Lost at Sea. I mean, come on, Catalina, that's going to be incredible.
I really appreciate the pat on the back, and you know, I don't take it lightly because I know people actually depend on these shows every year. Now we have tons of loyal fans that, you know, just like right after the last date, my inbox on the Facebook page gets swamped. When's the next date? It's like, 285 days from now, you know. But Vegas is always a treat. I love working with Bud Pico over at the Las Vegas Event Center. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. He's taking real good care of us. Sadly, there will be no Vegas show this year. But, you know, we do have a lot of hope for 2021. I mean, a lot of the shows that were already booked, and I, as you call it, if we want to talk industry, that were on the books and confirmed and on sale, a lot of those dates just transfer to 2021, where you could still buy tickets for them. And it's just, if you had a seat, you get the same seat, the same row. The only thing different is the date changed a year later. It's even, for example, at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, yep. We're playing. This year, we were supposed to be here on the 4th. Well, next year, we're on the 3rd. It's just one day difference. You know, the tour will start the exact same time frame, and the date will just change by one or two, maybe by the 23rd or 24th, not sure. But so far, every date we've booked for 2021 is just the date before it was this year because of the way the calendar falls.
That's awesome. So I'm looking forward to 2021 just for a whole bunch of different concerts, including Lost 80s Live. And I was thinking to myself, I would love to go out on the road with the Lost 80s Live crew, just selling t-shirts or something. It'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, you would need to talk to Gregory Ross at Manic Merch. He's our merch company.
Yeah.
And traveling with him and his I always say the wife. I think it's his girlfriend, Abby. They're awesome. I mean, he takes care. I think he has a harder job than I have sometimes because I have a huge crew working for me.
Sure.
Production manager, road manager, all this stuff. He has to wrangle every artist right before the next artist goes on to hawk the merchandise. So it's a lot of work for him, and he has to be there way earlier. Matter of fact, he gets there right when we get there, and he has to put on this beautiful smile. Hey, come get this limited edition. And he's going, oh my God, I haven't slept for like 12 hours. And that's what's going through his head. I know it.
It might just be easier for me to bring my laptop and DJ a couple of sets. That might be the easiest thing to do. Stay within my wheelhouse.
I am so open to that. If you are ever in the area and you say, hey, I'm here, and but let me know who it is.
Yeah.
I get a lot of messages backstage. I get this girl named Deborah, this guy named Michael. Like, who are these people? And they say, you got to put where I'm from. Oh, yeah, let them in. but yeah, that would be great. And I want to tell you, I remember your show, or I should say playing in Massachusetts last year.
Yep.
It was amazing. I mean, they took such good care of us there. I remember we went backstage, and holy crap, there was a massive tub of lobsters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And the sad thing is, a little bit of a tail, and that was it. And I put my meal away, and I forgot it. because we had to be to the next state. We left, like, right out. Matter of fact, I don't think any of us actually stayed in the hotel. I think most of us had the mosey on to get to the next state.
Yeah, I think you were, like, going down to Philadelphia or something the next day or whatever. But it was...
It could have been. But, we've done, like, 390 shows. Yeah, and we only played during the summer, so I couldn't remember every date. But again, Massachusetts, that stood out. A lot of great fans. We met a lot of nice people.
Oh, good.
Again, we're looking forward to coming back. I do want to let your listeners know, and I do know we have some people coming from Boston to Lost 80s on Labor Day weekend, Descanso Beach, and that is September 6th. We only have 15 tickets available.
Wow.
Left. With the ferry attached to it, meaning, you can't drive to Catalina.
No.
You're on a boat. So the ferry that we're on is basically sold out. There's 15 tickets left as of yesterday, and that's for general admission. So if you were to get those tickets, whoever you may be, and be the lucky 15, those are GA. So you would board the boat with everyone, where all the artists are on the boat.
Cool.
We'll get there. When the doors open, you'll be told where your little section is, where you'll be standing in your circle. But it's really cool. I mean, literally, we have circles on the ground of where GA has to stand. Every seat has to be marked with distancing. And there's going to be, we even did Lost 80s Live bandanas and face masks.
Oh, cool.
We're going to give everyone one for free. Everyone keeps saying, where can I buy those? Holy crap, those are amazing. It's like, no. They're not for sale. You're coming to the show, you get one for free.
So you've got 15 tickets left. That's for general admission. That's the tickets and the boat ride. Now, the boat, does it leave out of Long Beach, California, or other port?
It leaves out of Long Beach.
Okay.
And we're going to be there like 5 o'clock in the morning, loading all the gear on, the artists, the back line. And the artists will be there quite early because they board first before the fans.
Sure.
Richard Blade is going to be there with Mike Score from Flock of Seagulls, and they're going to be welcoming everybody. We're going to get on that boat. We're going to play some 80s music while we're taking that 80-minute cruise across the harbor.
That's awesome.
And then when we get there, it'll be set up. And hey, and as I know, you're going to be attending.
Yes.
So when Stephen Wayne is DJing, I don't see why you can't go up there with him and spin a couple tracks with him.
I think let's consider that. Yes, I will do that. And I know Stephen, so that'll be awesome. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, consider it done. I'm happy to do that. That'd be great.
It'll be great. And just for the fans who are nervous, which I should bring this up, but I do want to bring this up because it's concerning, and I think you should know. You know, we have taken every precaution for you to feel comfortable. I mean, there's going to be hand sanitizer at every table. The bar is going to have all the sanitizer you need. It's, you know, we're going to be really, I can't even use the word careful. We're more than careful. We're just going to make sure everything is done right to what the state advises us to make sure everyone has a safe time.
And I think that it's great because, I mean, so many people, they're going to be looking for something to do. So this is huge. I mean, Lost at Sea, September 6th, Toscano Beach, beautiful, beautiful area. And I do know that there are some of my listeners here on the Alternative Show that are going to be out there. And they're anxious to meet you and some of the others. So, you know, perhaps we can do something to say, hey, like a quick meet and greet. But you know, that we'll worry about that later.
I can tell you this right now. The artist don't feel too comfortable on doing a meet and greet right now.
Sure.
Because, just as a matter of fact, that's all across the board. Any event you do, artists are not doing meet and greets. It's just they don't feel safe. But me, I feel like $1 million. I feel like I feel healthy. I'm excited about this. But the fans give me energy to go on every day to make this happen. And we're going to have a great time. Like I said, a lot of fun, cool things that are going to pop up. We're also going to be adding another artist. We haven't announced yet.
Oh, okay.
Someone else that's going to be on. It's going to be really cool. And, you know, we're going to be giving away lots of prizes, you know, Lost 80s t-shirts, frisbees, little cool, you know, mug holders, keychains, t-shirts. Just so much cool stuff. Just say, hey, we appreciate you for following us and, you know, saying, hey, we're going to hang out with you on Labor Day weekend when you could be having a barbecue, you know, at your house in the backyard.
Right. So for the people that want to get tickets, and hopefully, you know, by 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight or 10 o'clock, whatever, they'll sell out. So you got 15 tickets. How can people get those tickets, and how much are they?
Okay. So that, unfortunately, I don't know the prices.
Okay.
That's one thing I don't know because they're scaled on, like, it's like, you know, when you get on a cruise line,
yep,
everything is scaled by the price goes up on capacity and how many people are left.
Okay.
So it works that way because it's involved with the boat. So that's how it's got. But I tell you what, if you go to Lost80sLive.com, that's Lost80sLive.com, and go to Buy Now and click on 80s Experience, all your options will be there. On what you can get. We do have very few general admission. Matter of fact, I think we have like 6 or 7 only general admission left. But again, general admission, you have to have a boat to get there, or you live on the island. But we do have about 7, maybe 6, I'm not sure, general admission left. I know we were granted to sell a few more, or to move a few more, as they say,
mm-hmm,
because we get our social distancing so well. We do have some really cool four tops that are 15 feet from the stage.
Wow.
But again, all that stuff, you know, you can find all that stuff on the website. And, I'm excited for everyone coming because I was looking just the other day at the manifest, and we have about 12 people coming from Massachusetts, a ton of people from New York, Texas, you know, New Orleans, even I have people from Hawaii, 3 people from Mexico City. I was looking at all the people coming, and it's overwhelming how everyone's going to make time to be at this event. So this is really cool.
And the great thing about the whole 80s scene, you know, I interview all these bands and know them, and the music is still so much alive today. It's almost more powerful today than it was when we were living it, and you were in the bands, I was playing it on radio stations. But the longevity of this whole 80s sounds incredible. So September 6th, I can't wait. It's like 70 something days to go. That's my big summer outing, is all the way out there. And Looking forward to it, and you know, reconnecting with you live out there, and you know, Richard and Steven and all the bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if people want to get tickets, my listeners here on The Alternative, go to Lost 80s Live's website. There's only 15. They're going to go fast. So now, and the airfare is cheap. I mean, JetBlue from Boston, round trip for two people right now, $600. That's not a whole lot.
Oh, no, it's not. And for people who had their whole concert calendar taken away from them this summer,
yeah.
I have fans that are going, oh, my God, I'm going to see such an amazing show. Thank you, Rob. And it's not even a quarter or, you know, of what I had budgeted for my summer for vacation. So we are a cheap deal because right now, okay, so it probably isn't bad taste to discuss money on live radio, but it's so cheap. I mean, right now I'm looking at the round trip ferry GA. Okay, I'll tell you, it's $175.
Okay,
round trip ferry GA right now. And we've already got three people who just inquired about hotels. Well, I'm not a travel agent, people, but I can tell you that there are 15 tickets left. It's $175 round trip. That includes Flock of Seagulls, former members of Oingo Boingo, Stephen Wayne, Richard Blade, Transex, Missing Persons, Flock of Seagulls, Mike Score playing all his hits, Boys Don't Cry, and I just Annabella Bow Wow Wow. I mean, we got quite a few acts already on it, and we have another band we're going to announce in about 2 weeks.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I appreciate you putting me on the air to babble with you. It's been some quite time since I've heard from you. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. I mean, we've been kind of like laying low during the whole COVID thing, but it's time to, you know, socially distance, but be safe but have a good time, and that's what the 80s were all about. We're going to do that again September 6th out on Catalina Island off of Long Beach, California.
Yeah, and remember, you're going to be outside on the beach in the fresh air. I mean, what more can we ask for? And awesome 80s music. And, and to up to Annie. I'm going to up to Annie here.
Okay.
I was just informed that there will be a fireworks show right after our performance.
Oh, awesome. That's, well, all right. This is the event of the summer, no doubt, for 80s fans. It's the only event of the summer.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And I want to thank all the artists. You know, for hanging in there. I want to thank, you know, all the, I guess you want to call yourself, I like to call you guys the personalities in the radio world, you know, yourself, Richard Blade, Steve Benz, even a dear friend of mine, the late Steve West, who just passed,
yeah,
from 91X.
Wow.
I've known him for almost three decades. Beautiful man. Even he, up until he passed, was talking about the show because he's such a huge fan of the guys from Boingo.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's an honor
to be mentioned with those guys, so I appreciate that very much. And I've got queued up, literally, for my collection at home when I was a college DJ. It's on vinyl. You mentioned your cousin Sluggo. I've got Oingo Boingo. It's a promotional copy here. The song's called Not My Slave. Were you on?
That is like my favorite song. And you want to hear something?
Okay.
Sluggo hates it.
Oh.
I know you're probably running out of time, but real quick, like one of the reasons, like with the guys from Boingo, I also represent them. I book them. I technically road manage them. I'm with every show. If they're there, I'm there taking care of them. Sluggo is a beautiful man, but he makes it known what songs he does not like to play.
Okay.
And that's my favorite, one of my favorite songs. Great taste.
Yeah, well, the thing, I'll send you a picture as soon as we're off, but it says here, 12-inch promotional single, Not For Sale. Of course, I lifted it from my college radio station back in 1987. I don't think I've played this in 33 years, so this is going to be the first time I probably played it since my college days. That's kind of cool. That's what we do on Friday nights up here at 95.9 WATD. Well, Rob, it's been a huge pleasure to chat with you on the show about September 6th. Looking forward to it. Any closing words for the listeners out here in the Boston area?
Yeah, we just sold four tickets.
Wow. If they're from Massachusetts.
So there's 11 tickets left now for the event.
Okay, so if go to Lost 80s Live, get your tickets. We'll party out, and we'll have a whole The Alternative little corner. We'll take some photos and stuff, and it'll be a great time. Yeah, it'll be a good time. All right, Rob, I got to run. Right. We're going to play your Oingo Boingo, Not My Slave song, your favorite. You can tell your cousin Sluggo that that this DJ on the West East Coast played it tonight.
All right, buddy. I know he'll receive that royalty, I'm sure.
All right. Man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, we'll see you in a couple of months. Take care.
You got it.
All right, 95.9 WATD, Chris Atwood with Oingo Boingo on Turntable 1. WATD on Turntable 1. Haven't played that since 1987. Wow. Oingo Boingo, Not My Slave, and great chatting with Mr. Rob Juarez, who's got a connection to that band through his cousin Sluggo, who's over on that satellite station. And wow, we're going to be partying out there on Toscano Beach, Catalina Island, just off of Long Beach, about an hour and 20 minutes sort of boat ride. Here's the lineup again. Missing Persons, Oingo Boingo, former members of that band, Flock of Seagulls, Boys Don't Cry, Trans X, Annabella from Bow Wow Wow, throw in Stephen Wayne, DJ extraordinaire, as well as Mr. Richard Blade himself spinning on, I guess, on stage. And Stephen's going to be on the boat, and I'll take Rob up on that offer to do some spinning as well while we're taking the boat over to Catalina Island. So that's September 6th. There were 15 tickets at the start of the interview at 8 o'clock. They're now down to 11. So if you're from the Boston area or wherever you're listening, if you're streaming this, you know, it's about $175. That's going to get you the boat ride over, the concert general admission, the boat ride back. You'll be hanging out with the fans. You'll be hanging out with some of the band members. All you got to do is pay for airfare, and that's not that expensive. And what I would recommend, fly into LA, stay at the Holiday Inn Express. That's what Atwood does. And then just hop in a car. You could walk and like rent a car and then drive down to Long Beach. You're good to go. All right. That's the deal. So we'll see hopefully many of you. And if you are going out, if you're from, if you're a listener of the show and you're planning to head on out there, let me know. Send me something over on the 80s Alternative Radio page. And I guarantee we will get a group of us together. And drinks are on me. All right. That's why not spend $1,000 so you can get a couple of free beers from Atwood. All right. 781-837-4900 for request. Friday Flashback 9 at 9 coming up. Bill from Green Harbor. Hold on. We'll get something for you. ATD.